This dress is one of the most famous examples of women's wear of the 18th century. The so-called robe à la française, or dress in the French style. It is named after its place of origin, the royal court of France. This style quickly spread throughout Europe, as France was the trendsetter of fashion. As long as France was an absolutist monarchy, it was the court that determined all the fashion trends, and their distinctive feature was highly festive, richly decorated costumes that emphasized the greatness of the king and his entourage. No one cared about the comfort of clothing. The same went for the comfort of the palace architecture. For example, all the rooms of the palace were enfilade, i.e. passageways, but they gave the visitor the impression of inordinate luxury and fantastic wealth, just like the brocade fabric of this court dress. Woven with gold and silver threads, and gilded lace emphasizes the theatricality of the court and its demonstrative luxury. The characteristic feature of the dress is the loose pleats on the back, called Watteau pleats, after the famous French painter Antoine Watteau. The pleats are one piece, which means they were cut together with the back half of the dress. The characteristic oval shape of the dress was created with the help of special constructions, paniers. In the second half of the 18th century, the width of the costume could reach 2 or 3 meters, which naturally caused some difficulties during dancing. The upper part of the dress was fitted with its own sewn-in corset, but a real corset underneath was also obligatory. As the real corset was the structural basis of the dress, various details were tied to it or fastened with hooks. The bodice was formed by a flat piece, a stomacher, which tapered to the waist. This detail was pinned and fastened with hooks or laces. Under the upper robe was a skirt, often made of the same fabric. You can see more details about the construction of this outfit in the fitting room, where a replica of the costume is presented. Note the shape of the sleeve. It was extremely characteristic of the 18th century and was often cited in the fashion of later periods. Interestingly, almost none of the 18th century costumes that have survived to this day are preserved in their original form. They have all undergone some changes. This is explained by the exceptional decorativeness and the luxurious, precious fabrics. In the 19th and early 20th centuries, authentic costumes were often used at carnivals or theatrical productions, so they were adjusted to the size of the wearers.